This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
While the songs are playing, I overheard Tori and Kato, they were talking about this Terrifier 3 movie. I guess there's a 1 and 2.
I think it's 3 and 4 at this point.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. They just started in the middle.
I thought it was just 2 of them.
Well, they were talking about scary movies, and Terrifier, they were talking about that, and Tori was saying it's very graphic, and I guess it's about a scary clown. Is that about a clown?
Yes, okay. Art the Clown.
So, you know, many people, they're terrified of clowns. And I was thinking, if the police officers dressed up like clowns, that would really scare the criminals a lot more. And, you know, because they could, hold it, stop. Let me make it a balloon animal. And that'd scare them to death.
Could you imagine him running with those big feet? Trying to catch the thief.
Yeah.
But okay.
I don't think that would work.
I know.
Or he pulls his patrol car up and 12 officers get out in clown suits.
Yeah, that might work.
That'd be funny.
They got a bucket, which you think's water in it, but it's like popcorn.
Yeah.
And slings it on.
Freeze! So, doing some research on these scary movies.
And I did some research, too. Terrifier is number 3. 4 will be out later, and it's supposed to be the last one.
Okay. So, doing some research on these scary movies, 18% of Americans say psychological horror movies is the favorite type of horror movie to have. And then 15% said horror comedies, which surprised me.
Well, you liked that Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, I did.
That was kind of funny.
When they're starting to throw, like, items in the house, that's what I would, like, if a zombie came in my house, I'm like, you know, what's on the table? And I'd be throwing it.
And pencils.
Yeah. And then the supernatural horror was number 3 on the list, but it kind of surprised me that a lot of people like the comedies, the horror comedies.
I don't really know what supernatural horror versus psychological horror means.
Would that be like The Conjuring, maybe, supernatural?
Well, this
I think so, yeah, and like a Sixth Sense, things like that.
So, psychological horror, Silence of the Lambs and Misery, and then Shaun of the Dead is what you mentioned, and then supernatural is like The Exorcist, Conjuring. Conjuring.
Conjure Man, that's coming out next year.
Yeah.
Conjure Man.
And Kato, you say you watch movies, horror movies, during the day.
About every day.
Yeah. So people who love horror movies prefer watching them during the day. That's people that like them. The people that don't like them prefer to get in the mood and watch them at night for some reason to get scared.
Now, I will watch some at night, depending on what type it is. I mean, I don't want Michael Myers coming over.
Yeah. And they say that horror movies are the most divisive of all the movies that we have out there. So like 25% love them. And 24% like them, and the rest of us hate them or don't like them.
That's what I was going to guess. So what is it, about 50-50?
Yeah, about 50-50. So they say that's the most divisive, though. Like, most of us all like a romantic comedy or a comedy or whatever.
I love them, but I have realized after watching Terrifier, I cannot do gore.
Yeah.
That is one of the most gory movies I've ever seen, and it makes me nauseous.
I don't like gore. I watched the first Saw movie, and I liked the concept of trying to figure out how to get out of there, but it was just too gory for me to care about the rest of them.
I don't care if it's fake. If it's on the movies, I don't care. Now, if I'm watching like one of those TLC channels, and they're showing people with a real bone sticking out of their leg, I'm like, But if it's a fake bone sticking out of a leg, my mind puts that in a different category.
I do want to talk about some of the Halloween comedies, and I know we mentioned a few of those, but have you guys seen that Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey?
I saw it advertised. I didn't watch it.
So basically, I guess Winnie the Pooh's been this fuzzy little bear who walked around with Piglet.
Thank you for explaining that.
Well, some people may not know. But he's nice, and he's, ooh, Pooh, oh, and no, that
sounds
Piglet.
Nothing like that.
Ooh. Piglet.
Well, when he's older.
Yeah, yeah.
He's dying.
But, you know, it's like based on a child's, like, novel.
Yeah.
And then I guess after 100 years or something, the rights go out and you can do whatever you want to with that character. And so they made this scary Winnie the Pooh movie.
It looks stupid. I watched the trailer and I'm with Tom. That's nothing I want to see. They shouldn't be doing that to children's classics like that.
Well, thanks to the character of Pinocchio being public domain now, there's a new Pinocchio movie. Wow.
That's scary already. Pocchio.
Yeah, Pocchio.
What's he doing with that nose?
Lie to me, Pinocchio.
Now, who is Pinocchio?
There we go.
I'm not acknowledging that.
I was thinking of Pokemon and Pinocchio together. So, there's this new Pinocchio movie where the puppet is a villain in this horror movie.
I know why.
Yes, and I guess we know how he's going to be threatening his,
his... Are you okay, Tori?
I have roll tears.
I'm sorry, I can't understand.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take my jacket
off. I'm literally crying after that.
Yeah.
Oh, that
she's
was
just
funny.
Thinking about Pinocchio. Yeah.
He does unthinkable things with his nose. Like, how is Pinocchio going to be so fiercely scary?
I would be scared.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, think about what's next as far as being scary if they're taking these characters out of public, you know, after they've gone to public domain. That's going to be a horror movie.
Mary Poppins. Like you've never seen her before.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer like you've never seen him before.
Find out why his nose was red.
Yeah.
Evil.
They can do Rudolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer now, too.
Yeah.
I just don't think they should mess with those classics.
The classics.
The children's.
There's
Come
no
on.
Stopping it after those 100 years just, go by.
I hate the people doing it.
Mickey Mouse, I'm going to kill you.
Who is Mickey Mouse?
I'm sorry?
Who is Mickey Mouse?
I know you're being sarcastic.
I am, because I still don't know why you explained who Winnie the Pooh was. Well, it's just funny.
For kids listening.
Winnie the Pooh. My kid watched Winnie the Pooh. He got upset whenever YouTube showed Winnie the Pooh getting his butt kicked by someone else.
You know, my friend's kids, you know, they're younger and I'm sure they may know of Winnie the Pooh, but they're not into Winnie the Pooh.
Well, I don't know that they're into him, but he's like a part of human culture at this point.
Got SpongeBob, the murderer. No, that'd be Squidward.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
There are some things out there that should be easy to do, but some of us can't do them.
All right.
I have one.
Uh-huh.
I am horrible at remembering faces.
Well, you say that is...
It's called face blindness or prosopagnosia.
So there's
That's why
a diagnosis.
I call it face blindness.
Yeah.
But it's very frustrating because it makes people think I don't care about them or that they seem unimportant to me, when in reality, my brain is just drawing a blank. And it's not because I don't think you're a great person. It's something that ain't wired right.
Did you self-diagnose and use a Google doctor on that one?
Okay. I heard Brad Pitt has this, and I looked into it, and I'm like, that describes my situation exactly.
Or maybe you just don't really care.
No, I really do. And I would say it if I didn't.
Yeah.
I would be like, screw y'all, there's only one of me and so many of you, and I'm a superstar. But I don't think that way. I just can't remember people's faces. So anyway, there's a lot of other things that are simple for most people, but very difficult for some people.
All right.
Wrapping gifts.
I hate it.
I can't wrap.
I wrap a ton of gifts every time at Christmas, and they're horrible.
Yeah.
Because no matter how hard I try to do, I even watch those videos on YouTube, and I can't do any of that.
Part of it's my fault because I buy the dollar Christmas paper that, you know, when you take your scissors off, and my scissors are dull.
Yeah.
No, I use the highest quality paper, scissors, and I still suck at it.
Yeah, I've just accepted that I'm a bad girl. Everything goes in a bag.
Oh, bag girl.
Bag girl. Oh,
that's funny.
Bag girl.
I'm a bag girl.
Tori, it's not that bad to not be able to rap. Also, it said following driving directions or giving driving directions or even having a good sense of direction or telling left from right.
Okay.
Well, because people will tell you, and then you take a left here and a right here, and I'm like, I'm just going to GPS it. Like, I appreciate you trying, but I just zone out.
When I was teaching my daughter to drive, we'd go to Brookwood parking lot, and I'd be like, all right, now at this stop sign, turn left. She'd pull up and turn right, and I would be like, no, left. And then she'd be like, Dad, I'm getting confused. And I was like, this isn't where I thought you would have trouble with. Apparently, that she maybe has this going on. I don't know.
Now, with GPS, that makes it much easier when you drive. My following directions is when I'm at the grocery store trying to find the spices, you know. Can you show me where that paprika aisle is?
Really?
And then I got to find the paprika.
You know, if you look up, there's words
I know,
written on a sign.
And they spell paprika.
It's on aisle 13 where it says spices, sir.
Yeah. All right.
I'm bad at following directions.
Perceiving time, being able to tell what's 15 minutes or what's 30 minutes without a clock. Fortunately, we don't really have to do this anymore. But, you know, imagine you're out in the woods and your phone's dead and you're hiking. Did you hike for 30 minutes? Did you hike for an hour? Some people can't tell the difference.
Are we going by feels like time?
Yep.
Because sometimes when you're hiking, 5 minutes can feel like an hour.
I'll just ask the person I'm with, how long have I been complaining about this show?
Well, if your phone's dead, you probably are more than complaining. Bad situation.
Yeah, I wouldn't go hiking.
I only will do it at Paris Mountain on that little trail.
No, I don't care for that.
I don't do it anymore, but I used to.
I'll hike from a car to the bar.
Whistling.
Yeah.
You know, some people just can't whistle. I have trouble with some whistling because when I was in high school, some reason someone thought I was annoying and punched me in the face.
It's about to happen.
And so my lower teeth went through my skin and it left like a scar because whoever treated me at the emergency room was an intern learning how to do their job. So I can't whistle as well as I'd like.
Wouldn't that make you a better whistle? Because you got that hole down there. So then you got like two tones whistling at the same time.
They covered up the hole. That much they did.
You could have been unique.
I am unique. I got a lump inside my lip. Sleeping, falling asleep. Some people seem to be able to do it quite easily. Yep. Other people struggle with it. They make medications for that.
Listen, you don't even need medications. Just get you a couple kids. You'll sleep at night.
If they do.
Make them toddlers, too. Yeah. That'll help out. That's my diagnosis.
All right. Parallel parking. That is something I'm a pro at. I'm just going to say it right now.
Yeah, you were bragging about that the other day.
I put a minivan in a spot that a VW wouldn't fit into once. Parallel parking is my gift.
I just give up sometimes and just keep on driving. I ain't fitting in that one.
Yeah, I'll look to see if I can fit. But normally, if there are no cars, you know, when you like, if you're downtown on that one way street, and you want to park on that street, you got cars coming up behind you, and I'm like, oh God, they're getting mad at me.
I know
they're getting mad. I'll just go on and find another
spot. You start sweating.
I just go home.
Uh-huh. All right. Things some people just cannot do, eating with chopsticks.
Yeah.
To me, it came pretty easy. I don't necessarily eat my rice with it, but I kind of sometimes do.
But the sticks are so dry. When I go, I have to dip my fingers in my water just to get the sticks.
Oh, I gotcha. It depends on the sticks. If you get the little disposable ones, yes.
I just take one stick and stab that sushi. That's the way I use my chopsticks.
Well, you know, they got the little rubber thing that goes on the end of them for kids.
Right, little rubber band thing.
It's like a little, you push them in, it's like a little snaps on it.
I like
those. Those are easy. I like those.
All right, shuffling cards. Some people just can't do that. It takes a little practice, but I didn't find it too much. For those of us who don't speak Spanish regularly, rolling your R's is very difficult. Like tortilla. Oh, wait, that's L.
Maria.
Maria.
Burrito.
And then another person says, I cannot tie a balloon after I blow it up for anything.
Boy, it's tough.
It's hard.
It depends on the size of the balloon, too. Well, like those little bitty, itty round ones, those are hard.
You're afraid it's going to pop, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a water balloon.
Well, I'm okay with a water balloon. I just don't like those, you know, with the air in them, because that scares me more.
Did I leave anything out that none of you guys or any of you guys have a problem with, Hawk?
I can't roll my R's. Butter.
You're not even supposed to roll that R.
Butter.
You just go
Nailed it.
Okay, Tori.
The list is too long. We
anything
don't have time
less
for that.
Annoying than that?
Less annoying? Probably not.
Okay, that's scary.
Tori.
Kato?
Are you okay?
I was saying your name. No, not really.
I have a problem at people sometimes.
What, doing people?
They're trying to roll R's.
Oh, I thought you.
I'm okay with them.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So this Torture Tuesday is terrifying with Cato in the parking lot scaring people with a Mike Myers mask and a chainsaw.
Now, that was here at our radio station,
yeah.
And we were working as lookouts. We would be looking out the window to let him know when someone was starting to pull in the parking lot,
yes.
So that he could come out from behind like the building and scare these people.
Yes.
We probably should have run this by management before we did it, because it turned out to have some negative consequences. We got in trouble for this. One.
Yeah.
But it started off with me letting Cato know that we had a victim on the way.
Yeah, this is funny.
All right, Cato, we have a car pulling. Are they turning? They're turning
yeah.
in
uh-huh.
here now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, hold on. I got to get my mask on.
All right, get your mask on.
Hang on.
When they get out of their car, you just turn on that chainsaw and just chase them into the building.
Okay.
All right, they're in like the sixth spot down.
Can you see who they are?
I don't know whose car it is.
Cato's in a Michael Myers mask behind a car with a chainsaw right now.
Okay, I see the door open. All right, he's starting to walk. All right, hold on. Hold on.
Did you scare him?
Hold on, man. It's that squid in my mask. I wore myself.
I can't
use him outside that thing.
Did you have me start it?
Let me crank you up. Hold on.
He's going to start it for me. Yeah, good luck with that.
Tell him what you're trying to do, Cato.
Hold on. I was trying to scare you.
Yeah.
You're trying to scare me?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm not helping you start this thing.
Tell him that you want to scare other people.
That's a terrible idea.
I'm going to scare other people.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah. Can you figure out what's wrong with that? There we go. All right, there we go. You got it.
That would have been perfect. All right, Cato. That's perfect for the next person now.
That's perfect for the next person?
Yeah, when you get the next person, do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Cato, looks like there's another car pulling in.
Oh, God. Should I go ahead and try to start this thing?
Just as soon as you see him open the door, just crank on it. You got it worked out, right?
I think I did.
Okay.
I think it was sorted.
All right.
You know what? I never saw in any of the Friday the 13th movies Jason needing help starting his chainsaw.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes, if it were me, they'd get away every time.
All right. I don't know who it is, but it's a chick. She's getting out of her car.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let me start it.
I can't believe what I just did. I've been having to pee when I scream.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
She just peed all over herself.
Okay.
She just peed on herself?
When I started screaming, I just peed all over
myself. Oh, bless you.
Oh, that was gross. We could get in trouble for that.
I'm so sorry. You were really scared.
Oh, man, I feel bad.
I do, too.
Oh, they feel bad now.
Can you see the pee, Cato?
Oh, my God.
Can you see pee on her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
That's awkward.
Oh, God.
She seemed like she's a good sport about it, though.
You okay?
Oh, my gosh. She's proud of it. Who is it, Cato?
Wow.
Who is it?
It's Kelly.
Who's Kelly?
She's
Kelly.
Down in the sales department. Sales assistant.
Wow.
Tell her we're sorry, Cato.
Oh, I feel bad.
I don't
want
to be here.
No.
Wow, she's a good sport about
it. I peed in the haunted house the other day.
So is she going home to change?
Yes.
No.
With her purse in her hand.
Is she mad? Is she, like, going to tell the boss?
She didn't seem like she was mad. It seems like she was just embarrassed. She almost tripped, too. About to shoot a trip and fell and peed. And
oh, man. That's a fun Halloween Torture Tuesday for you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I forgot to tell you about this. It's a little late now. It's kind of like when you go to the dentist and you forgot to, you know, floss for the past few weeks.
The last 6 months.
The last forever.
Yeah, well, October is Dental Hygiene Month, so I should have probably told you that earlier.
Yeah.
So, excuse me while I go do my yearly floss, because it is my reminder. But dentists deserve respect because your mouth is in their hands and their hands in your mouth.
Yeah,
I guess that's a good way to look at it. And they're so talented at knowing exactly what you're saying when you do have your mouth's full of their fingers.
Well, it's like we've learned what Tom says when his mouth is full. You pick up on words here and there.
That is true. Tom, when he's eating here, he'll go...
I appreciate it, Kato.
You know what? There should be a class that you go to.
I feel like you guys are like those people that learn sign language just to help the other people fit in, and I feel like you've done that with me.
Understanding what the person's trying to say with food in their mouth, 101. But 40% of people surveyed are dissatisfied with the way their teeth look. That's quite a few.
Well, there's reasons for that.
Yeah.
Number one, I don't know where the dentist people went wrong. Mm-hmm. But by not making dental care a part of your basic health care and letting it be separate, we basically all get screwed into bad insurance for our teeth, and so we don't get things done that we should.
And do they still teach dental hygiene in school? I remember in elementary school, we would have to practice brushing our teeth in class.
Yeah, I remember that, too. I don't know if they do that as much now.
They quit doing that because some kids were offended.
Well, nearly 80% of kids said in a survey that they've lied to their parents about brushing their teeth. Did you brush your teeth? Yeah, I brushed my teeth.
Why do we hate brushing them so much?
Yeah, and you got to do the sniff test. Get over here. Let me smell.
Yeah, do you do that?
No, you didn't.
You know, I don't know, Tom. Why do we hate brushing our teeth? Why do we hate flossing? If you think about it.
Time consuming.
Flossing is a pain in the butt.
You're doing it wrong.
Well, that's with thonging. That's not flossing. Thonging. That's different, Annie. But you know, what? If you think about it, what if flossing felt as good as sticking that Q-tip in your ear to clean out your ears? I think dentists would be out of business at that point because we'd be flossing all the time. What is it about the satisfaction of, you know, putting that Q-tip in there and wiggling around and itching the inside of your ear?
Especially when it comes out and there's stuff on it and you're like, ew, I got to do it again.
You are a gross chick.
Don't even pretend like yours doesn't come out with stuff on it.
We're not going to admit to it.
Yeah.
Everybody has it.
I admit to it.
Thank you, Tom.
I love whenever you get it in there, and sometimes it'll make that crinkly noise. And if you turn the Q-tip just right, all of a sudden this big round impression of your inner ear comes out.
Okay.
All right. Please let people know you're not supposed to put Q-tips in your
ear. That's right.
We never
do that.
Okay. Yeah. But for me, I must have shoved all my earwax way down in there.
That's what a lot of people do.
But because I don't get any like stuff like that. My kids do when they do their ears. And I don't know if it's like because they have they're younger and they make a batch quicker.
As loud as your headphones are in the studio, yes, you've pushed that wax to where you can't hear real well.
My wax has vibrated all the way back in my head because I do have these headphones on very loud.
I think that they have, I know they have it because we have one. They have a ear, like where you can look in your ear, whatever a scope that is.
You got one of those on your cell phone, don't you?
And so, that's the thing. It's an app that goes to your phone so you can see what's in your own ear.
It's gross.
I don't want to see that.
Well, he needs to find out whether he's got eardrums or not.
You need to find out.
Huh? I don't want to see yours either, Tom. That's the thing Tom will do. He's like, look at this. And he'll have like that camera in his ear.
Our Dory likes it.
I was going to say, that doesn't bother me. Y'all get grossed out, but I'm like, ooh, go to the right. What's that?
He'll pull it out of his ear and then shove it in his nose and they'll, now look.
Yeah. And then his mouth.
Why does earwax smell so bad?
You should do mouth first, Tom. Just saying. And Kato, this will apply to you.
That would be gross.
So if you're brushing your tongue, who brushes your tongue?
I do.
I do.
I mean, no one else does it for me.
And you should hear how I sound when I do.
Well,
because you know I start gagging.
Okay. They say if you have like bad gag reflex, You make a fist with your other hand and tuck your thumb into it. Squeeze your thumb. It reduces the gag inflex.
Not the
reflex. Reflex. The gag reflex.
I'll try that.
Yeah.
Even if I got a toothbrush, I'll run and try it now.
Tom, let him borrow yours. But I guess you tuck your thumb in, squeeze your thumb, and so it should help you if you do have gag reflex.
You ever notice it's worse in the morning when you're brushing your tongue? Y'all don't do that?
What do you mean?
With the gag reflex, when you're brushing your tongue, no. It's like, quack, quack, all morning.
Quite frankly, I was surprised you all brush your tongue, because I do that about as regularly as I floss.
Really?
Yeah.
I do it every time I brush my teeth.
Do you really?
It's not like it adds any real length to anything.
You can buy those tongue scrapers, too. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I don't understand that. When you got your toothbrush right there, you just flip it over and scrub.
Well, and some toothbrushes has the tongue thing on the back. Yeah.
But I just use the toothbrush.
I do too.
And it makes my breath much more minty.
I don't do it as much. So I have to get one like a snow scraper for my car.
We know.
Okay, well, it is dental hygiene month, just saying. Okay. Hope I wasn't too late on that.
Or as most people in the South Carolina area know it, it is October.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.